thanks for sharing your story. And you know, we want to share stories like that, so you know there are all sorts of different ways that God reaches people and builds a relationship with them. And but they all have that common thread of grace that runs through them. And
that's it, that God accepts us as we are. God loves and accepts us unconditionally. And he loves us so much, he's not willing to leave us the way we are. That's the amazing thing that God manages to balance in developing a relationship with us. There's no admission requirement to a relationship with God.
He offers it to us all. It's just a matter of whether we're willing to accept it and be transformed by it.
Because that is what it does in life. It is a matter of acceptance of an invitation that's offered, and this painting illustrates it well. It was painted by Holman Hunt, and it was done in 1905, and it hangs at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And it's very well known and reproduced all over the place. Church I grew up in had it above the altar in a stained glass window. And shows Jesus as the light of the world, carrying that lantern. And he's standing at a door that's pretty overgrown and covered in weeds and ivy. And it represents the door to somebody's life. And people who saw this painting when it first came out laughed, and they said that, you know, this painter clearly made a mistake because he forgot the doorknob. And people kind of had a good laugh about it, but then he explained it's deliberate. There's only one handle, and it's on the inside. It's up to us to open the door. Jesus is there, wanting to be part of our lives, and it's up to us to let him in, because he's not going to barge in. He gives us the freedom, gives us free will to have a relationship with him or not. When we decide to turn to Jesus, repent, and accept God's grace, then this relationship gets established and God starts to work in our lives by his Spirit, and it happens from the inside out. He enters our hearts first and then starts to transform the rest of our lives. It's not a matter of whitewashing, changing the outside first so that God can do something inside. It's rather about God doing something inside that begins to change everything. And that's what this course has been all about. And there's two ways you can take this course and everything you've learned here. One is to take it like a wedding announcement. When you see a wedding announcement in the newspaper, it's really not for you. It's, you know, it says Mr. and Mrs. Somebody were married or will be married, and, you know, it's just kind of an FYI. Everybody who got the newspaper, tens of thousands of people, saw this thing. It was just an announcement, just so you know. These people are getting married or have been married. You're not supposed to do anything. You're just supposed to be advised. And you could take this course that way too. You've learned some interesting historical tidbits, a little bit of philosophy, a little bit of theology, maybe read some of the Bible, and that could be an interesting historical document to read. You could take this all as an announcement. But it's actually meant to be an invitation. A wedding invitation comes to you in the mail with your name on it. And it's not just an announcement that somebody's going to get married, it's an announcement they're going to get married and they want you to be part of it. They want you to be part of the party. And you have to respond. There's an invitation, you know, that comes with a little RSVP card that says, are you coming or not? Because this isn't just an announcement for your information, this is a personal invitation for you to be part of the party. Are you going to do it or not? And that's what this course is really meant to be, is an invitation to God's party. Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, most often in the Bible as a party.
That's funny.
Awesome, yeah. It's like a giant banquet feast, and it was the best kind of party they could imagine, you know? And so that's what this course is. It's not just an announcement, it's an invitation to be part of God's party. And every invitation like that requires an RSVP.
So I'm going to lead us through a prayer of commitment, and this is totally optional for you.
But many people do, you know, decide that they're going to jump from that 49 to 51 moment. And so I'm going to lead us through this prayer. What I ask people to do is just kind of close your eyes to give other people privacy. And I'll read it, and you're welcome to just kind of repeat the words after me in your head, so nobody else needs to know. If you're feeling pushed into this at all, you don't have to do it. The words are in your booklet. You can take them home, do them on your own time, when you're ready. It might be now, might be in years. We're not in the business of pushing people to make decisions that they don't really mean. Rather, we're in the business of helping people move along that line. So wherever you are today, I hope you'll move a little closer to Jesus. And this prayer I'm going to read can put words to that or not. It's entirely up to you. I don't want you to keep it secret forever. It's just to give you some privacy now. You'll have a chance soon to share where you are on the line, where you might be moving, and there's opportunities to make public your decision to follow Jesus too. And I'll tell you about those at the end of the course when we talk about the forms you get to fill out. But for now, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes to give everybody else some privacy, and I'll lead us through this prayer. Gracious Father, I realize that you already know me and that you love me. You love me so much that your Son Jesus died for me. I want to make a fresh start with you, to put you at the very center of my life, and to follow you from now on. Please forgive me for all those things in my past that have come between us. And help me to turn away from whatever would keep me from following you faithfully and consistently in the future. Please help me to grow, to know and follow you more and more each day. Help me to grow into the person you made me to be. Amen. Okay. So you got a few minutes now to discuss where you are on the line, where you might be moving towards, and what that looks like for you. Then I'm going to come back and talk about what next steps can look like from wherever you are now. And it's a quick little session before you fill in some evaluation forms and follow-up forms. All right, well, today we don't have a question because today was all about that invitation that's issued to us to follow Jesus. I just want to hear how you've responded to that invitation. Get in touch with me through our website or app and let me know, did you accept the invitation? Are you not ready to accept it yet? Or do you not want to accept it at all? I'd love to hear your story and how you've followed through this course and how it's led you to make that decision. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.